Good afternoon. You're here with Bike Sport Radio, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's Monday, July 16th, 12 noon, broadcasting from Kill Studios, downtown L.A. I'm Brad House. We got Northern and Southern California road results, racing from Watsonville. Also, SoCal Masters State Criterium Championships held yesterday. We got some new state champions to announce. And an interview with one of the racers out there, Leo Longo, at the state championships. He'll tell us about the 60-plus Masters State Criterium race and how it unfolded. And we got sounds also, live sounds from the Paramount Racing Masters State Crit Championships. A lot of good stuff out there. So let's go to some race results for right now. Masters 60-plus results, state championships. Kenny Fuller making the podium in third place with Team Simple Green Bike Religion. Second place, Spy Swami Cycling's Mike Murata, and your winner from UC Cycling, JW Flores, John Rubik. John Rubik's a multi-time state champion. You've seen his name before. How about the women's 45-plus, Aqua Aldui, Beatrice Dormoy taking second, and Belinda Eschenwald, your new state champion. The women's 35 Masters, Hillary Crowley picking up the title from Revolution Azoka. And in the men's category 4, Velo Club Lagrange's Chad Mostyn taking the win on Bike Sport Radio here. State Championships Masters 55's new state champion, Show Air Rock and Roads' Mark Hoffenberg. And the women's category 1-2-3 state championships, third place Julie Cutts from Velo Club Lagrange, second place going to Suzanne Sonier, Helen's Cannondale. And state champion taking the win, SC Velo and Power Coaching's Priscilla Calderon. Masters 50-plus, your new state champion. Pinnacle Life Racing Team, Steven Gregorios. All right, and we also had Leo Longo out in the field there. Had a chance to chat with Leo. Let's hear what Leo had to say. We're here at the state championships with an eyewitness report from Leo Longo, riding for South Bay Wheelman. How'd the 60-plus go?
It went great.
Yeah, and how many riders? A big field, medium size, or?
I'm not sure, but I think someone said there was 30 at the start line.
All right, cool. Anything unfold exciting, like a early breakaway or?
Actually, this was a very tactical race in that there was an early break and no attempts to shut it down in the first few laps, but then there were some attempts to shut it down, so it was very surgy, which made the race a little harder than normal.
Hmm.
Constant speed is a lot easier to race in than surges.
Yeah, guys falling off the back at that pace, huh? So who was in the break, or what teams? Do you remember the teams? Or?
No, I don't. Okay. Actually, Don Davidson.
Don Davidson, I know the name.
Bruce Steele.
Bruce made the break. Very good.
And I don't know the other gentleman that was in the break, but a decisive move was made with four laps to go to shut the break down, and yours truly did that and pulled for a lap, and then a serious jump was made, and I did close the break down with about a little under a lap to go.
Oh, agony of the break. And did they post the results already?
Results
big field
posted.
Big field sprint, huh? All right, we'll have those results for you shortly on Bikes for Radio. Thanks, Leo.
You're welcome.
All right, Leo Longo leading the chase and reeling in that breakaway for a field sprint in the Masters 60-plus state championships. So, more race results coming up now. And the Central Coast Circuit races on July 8th. Masters 35s, rounding out the podium, HDR Racing presented by Lombardi Sports, Chris Ott in third place. ArtsCyclery.com, Wild Horse Wines, Matthew Carino taking second. And a win also by ArtsCyclery.com, Wild Horse going to Nathan Erickson taking the win. Well done there. Men's Pro 1-2-3s. Picking up third place, Evan Rudd from San Luis Obispo. Second place going to Team Mike's Bikes, James Wingert. And your winner from Mark Pro Strava, Charles Hutchinson. In the Masters 45s,
Taking the win was Craig Noons, riding for artscyclery.com, Wild Horse Wines. Masters 55s, Webcor Alto Velos George Smith, picking up that win. And in the men's category 3s and 4s, Team Mike's Bikes, Henry Schultz, taking the win there. Men's category 4s, third place, going to One Way Cycling's Dave Pankratz. And in second place, Slow Nexus Cycling Club's Gary Wiley. And your winner from San Jose, California, Aaron Alino. Beginner men's category 5, Slow Nexus Gym 1, Sal Flores taking that win. And in the women's Pro 123s, Red Racing's Kimberly Spearling picking up the win from Santa Cruz. Masters women, 35 and over, Mellow Motors' Amy Russo taking that win. And the beginner women's category 4, Stanford University's Sarah Bird picking up the win there. And that was the Central Coast Circuit races held in Monterey, July 8th. More complete details on those events can be found at cccx.com. Watsonville, Northern California, Criterium results. Men's pros, Cat 123s, third place rounding out the podium. Team Mike's Bikes, Rainer Schaefer. Second place went to Webcor Alto Velos, John Wilk. And your winner, riding for Cal Giant Berry Farm Specialized, Rand Miller. In the men's category 3, Nick Baird picking up the win, riding for Sierra Pacific Racing, presented by Deka and Hackett. Women's pros. Third place went to Red Racing's Kimberly Spearling. Second place, Team Exergy 2012's Pascal Schneider. And your winner, riding for Folsom Bike Mercedes-Benz, Mary Elizabeth Maroon. Masters category 45 and over, Cat 1s and 2s and 3s, Don Chapin, Monterey Bay Racing Team's Dean Knudsen taking that win. Masters 35s, Cat 1, 2, 3s, San Jose Bike Club's Dennis Hopp picking up the win there. And in the men's beginners and category 4s, taking third place from San Jose Bike Club, Aaron Patterson. Second place from Madera, California, Stevens Bicycle Racing's Joshua Cox. And your winner from Fresno, Sierra Pacific Racing's, presented by Deka and Hackett's, Tony Wolf. More complete results can be found at usacycling.org for the Watsonville Criterium. Up in Northern California, August 1st through the 5th, a Downeyville Classic Mountain Bike Race and Festival. Proudly presenting the following events. All Mountain World Championships, a cross-country adventure race, and the Downeyville Downhill Race. $10,000 cash pro purse. Pretty cool. Downeyville is an awesome area for mountain biking, too. There'll be a bicycle expo, dirt demo, trail shuttles, and all kinds of good times out there. Up in Downeyville. The cross country is a point-to-point race, and it's one of the last remaining point-to-point bicycle races actually in Los Angeles, a 29-mile course following the rugged Gold Rush era route, departing from Sierra City, which is about 4,100 feet of altitude, and climbing to the crest of the Sierra Nevada at 7,100 feet, then plunging 5,200 vertical feet down into downtown Downeyville. Pretty cool. An absolute golden pathway. Downeyville Classic. That's the cross country. More details at downeyvilleclassic.com. Don't miss that one. Again, that's coming up August 1st through August 5th. The cross country is August 4th at Downeyville. And that includes All Mountain World Championships, the Downeyville Classic mountain bike racing.
Downeyville. Yeah, you don't want to miss that. That's a legendary mountain bike racing location, Downeyville. More upcoming events. We've got the SCNCA Southern California Elite Track Championships at the San Diego Velodrome coming up July 21st. in San Diego. You can register online or visit sdvelodrome.com for full details. Racing is on Saturday again, July 21st, starting at 8 a.m. Gates open at 8 a.m., actually. Racing starts at 10 a.m. And there is a Sunday session as well, starting at 2 a.m. as well. Scratch races, kilos, points races, Elite Track Cycling Championships for Southern California, presented by RPM Training Center. Also coming up in July, July 22nd, Rim Nordic Mountain Bike Racing for you dirt fiends out there that want to get it dirty. Mountain Bike Cross Country Racing by Rim Nordic. Rim Nordic is in the Big Bear Mountain areas of the San Gabriel Mountains. That's July 22nd. Visit rimnordic.com for details on that event. And coming up Saturday, August 18th, Jack's Bicycle Center presents the Hotter Than Hell Hill Climb at Mount Baldy. The Mount Baldy Hill Climb, 12-mile course of climbing, made famous by the Amgen Tour of California. Follows North Mountain Road to Baldy Road all the way up to the ski lift area. Awards ceremony and free barbecue for participants also afterwards in Claremont at Jack's Bicycles in Claremont. Visit backontrackproductions.com for full details on the Hotter Than Hell Hill Climb at Mount Baldy coming up Saturday, August 18th. So we got some sounds, some fun stuff from the Paramount Masters Criterium Championships. We got bells ringing, preams, announcers screaming, and more interviews. So sit back and enjoy the sounds of bike racing here at Bike Sport Radio.
Two races, two laps to go. Two to go.
Masters 40 plus right now coming up for a preem. Two riders off the front. Who's going to pick up that handlebar tape preem? Oh, they've been caught. And let's see who the announcer announces as a preem winner. Robert Campia, California Pools Racing.
One lap to go, racers. One lap to go. One to go. Unfortunately, 585, Toby were taking the finish, but we're going to have to do a film on that one. That would be Michael Johnson from Breakaway from Cancer. Plus, 1, 2, 3 curves to the start line. This race is being sponsored by Wind Team Racing. Wind Team Racing is a new and upcoming racing team based in Orange County. Thank you for your sponsorship.
The 50-plus race finished at an average speed of 27.2.
Yep.
This one's going to be, oh, the world famous. World famous Johnny Walsh.
Oh, Johnny, yeah.
Okay. Yes, sir.
There you go.
Oh. All right. 45 pluses. We're going to be racing for approximately 45 minutes, 1 minute for every year. Okay, you know the drill, three laps, until five to go, half cars here on the right. Any of you guys doing the race after this one? If you are, do not go completely around, turn around back here, get back and change your number. I don't want to hold up the next race. We're running a little bit behind. Okay? Timer's ready?
Of Glutamine Power from Cranky's Bike Shop for the leader of the next lap. Amino Plus L-Glutamine Powder from Cranky's Bike Shop for the leader of the next lap. L-Glutamine. Harry Hansen from Cranky's Racing. CO2 tire inflate kit from Cranky's Bike Shop for the leader of the next lap. Twin CO2 tire inflate kit from Cranky's Bike Shop for the leader of the next lap. 8:38 picks up the frame. Eric Johnson from Team Redlands.
I love you. Yes, I love you.
some hand in hand. Just what I'm going through, they can understand. Some try to tell me thoughts they cannot defend.
Okay, racers, we have Hammer anti-fatigue caps capsules from Cranky's Bike Shop to the leader of the next lap. Hammer anti-fatigue caps capsules from Cranky's Bike Shop in Fountain Valley to the leader of the next lap.
I can't say
seven picks up the frame. William Lupo from CA Pools.
Got it at home. My wife's in all that stuff.
Five to go!
Five laps to go, racers. Five to go. Four laps to go, racers. Four laps to go. Three laps to go, Rachel.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news, or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results, hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio Live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the Kill Radio online link at www.killradio.org or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
That's right. Thanks for listening. We appreciate all our listeners. And come on down to the studio. Give us a call, 213-252-0998. Join in the Media Madness at Bike Sport Radio. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time on Bike Sport Radio.
I don't remember much except